Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been on this series for some weeks now. It's called Honor to Whom Honor. And this is one of our main texts. We saw that Eli and his sons were the ministers over the house of God. And his boys in particular had done bad things. They had stolen the offerings. They were having immoral relationships with people that came. They were just treating the things of God and the services with contempt. And he warned them to not do that. He warned Eli to stop them, and he did not. And the Bible said in 1 Samuel 2 that he said, "You have honored your sons above me." So you've honored your sons above God. Verse 30, "Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Say that last phrase out loud with me, please. Them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So despising is the exact opposite of honoring. And he gives us a definition of the word despise, lightly esteemed. Do we want the Lord to honor us? Are we interested in this? Well, you should be. You should be. When other people are losing their cars and their homes and their investments, and not only do you not lose yours, but you're paid everything off and you're doing better than you ever have, that's the Lord honoring you. Amen. And who does He honor? Help me out. He honors those who honor Him. We've covered a lot of ground already in this series on Honor to Whom Honor. And if you haven't been with us, let me encourage you. Go back in the Word Supply, get you a DVD or a CD. It won't cost you anything. If you're not here, you can download it off the internet in its entirety. The same thing you'd get here at the Word Supply, no charge. And what does no charge mean?
No excuse.
No excuse for not getting it. So get it. And we've covered a lot of ground, but let me review again briefly. We went back to Genesis and we saw the origin of dishonor and disrespect. And we saw that, you know, it didn't come from God, and there was no dishonor and disrespect between God and Adam and Eve in the original creation. But when the devil came on the scene, immediately he starts questioning God with a disrespectful tone. Yea, has God said? You can hear the spirit of it, can't you? You can discern the tone and the spirit, the demeanor of it. And is it something you don't want to have any part of? Do you want to identify all disrespect and dishonor in your life and get it out? Do you? Are you hungry for this? You should be, because it's devilish. It's the very nature of the enemy. And then, you know, he was questioning. And then when Eve told him what God had said about not eating of the fruit of that tree, he contradicted God. He said, "Nah, you won't really die." So disrespectful. And then they let that disrespect influence and infect them. And they totally ignored what God told them to do and just went on and ate of the fruit. Ignoring is disrespectful. And then we saw that when he questioned them, "Have you eaten the fruit that I told you not?" Instead of just repenting and say, "Yeah, I did. I was stupid." They tried to blame it. Adam tried to blame it on his wife Eve, and then reminded God that he gave her to him. You know, being defensive and deflecting it off of himself onto somebody else. You know, somebody over you asks you a question, don't start defending yourself. Don't start explaining. Answer the question. Show respect. And so the Lord's been emphasizing to us that A whole lot of showing respect and honor is what you don't say and what you don't do. Many times, one of the most respectful things you can do is just not say a word. Keep your mouth shut and don't do anything. It's not your place. Nobody asked you. Some of the most respectful, honoring things have to do with what you don't say and what you don't do. Now, we've been covering five I's of disrespect, five words that start with I. And let's review a little bit more. Anybody remember the first one? We've already talked about it. Ignoring. Ignoring. Remember, he said, those that despise me will be lightly esteemed. There's a catch word that's popular today, particularly it was popular a few years back with teenagers. Whatever. Have you heard that before? Whatever. This is disrespect, isn't it? Here's two simple words. What does it mean to honor? There's a number of words that's used from the original language, but I've come on this one word the more I look at it, value. To honor something or someone means you value them. You esteem them. And when you say whatever, what does that mean? No big deal. No value. Nah, it doesn't mean anything. Doesn't matter. Well, yeah, some things matter. And we live in a society that is suffering from the rebellion sown in the 50s and 60s. And now we've got sometimes third generation that have grown up with no honor, no respect, understanding in these areas, and just say and do the most disrespectful stuff and act like they don't even see it. Nothing's important. Nothing's to be valued and honored. But it's not true. God should be honored. His things should be honored. His words should be honored. His spirit, His people should be held in the highest esteem. We should make a very big deal out of His things. You know, the Lord has honored us here at this church. We're a relatively young church, but we're blessed. And we have some strength, and we've been able to do some projects and do some things, giving us a fine facility and a bunch of land and cameras and equipment and aircraft and, I mean, all kind of stuff. But I'm convinced one of the reasons is, has He honored us? Well, obviously, He was able to help us to honor Him to some degree. Because He honors those that honor Him. And I know one of the things is that, you know, to me, to Phyllis, to our staff, and then a lot of you that have been with us for some time and others that are coming into this, the things of God are very important to us. This is not a side thing with us. The Word of God is not just another book. Service time is not just something else on our weekly calendar. Praising God is not just another song. We don't tithe and give offerings like paying another bill. And can we come to a whole nother level in this? Can God bring us to a whole nother level that, oh, we so value and so esteem the Word of God and everything God would say to us and the Holy Spirit and everything He would do in our midst. And we value each other and we value every day God gives us to live and we value every opportunity. We become people of honor. And we conduct ourselves by treating these things with the appropriate values. And what'll happen? Tell me what'll happen. God will treat us and our time like it's important. I know 20-some years ago, I was in a little, little tight place praying one day. I won't give you any more detail, but I didn't have resources and didn't, you know, no, not money, not invitations, not opportunities. About 30 years ago, I guess. And I thought, man, if I had some money, if I had a way of traveling, if I had, you know, to do something more. And I thought, well, that's what I need. I need resources and I need opportunities. And the Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard a voice, but He said, no, it's not what you need. He said, I got all that. Does He? He said, I could, without lifting my finger, I can give you more places to preach than you get to in a lifetime. I can give you more money, more equipment, more people to help you just without waving my hand. Is it true or not?
Yes.
He said, that's not what you need. I thought, boy, sure, I thought that's what I need. But He's right, isn't He? And this is what He said to me. He said, if your time becomes important to me, I will help you redeem it. What does that mean? When I get up in the morning, my time is doing His stuff. My mind, my time, I esteem His kingdom, His gospel, His people, His things to be the most important thing going on the planet today and in my life today, and my time and my planning and my thinking and my physical energy goes for that, then he's saying, I'll get involved.
Amen.
With you.
Hallelujah.
Because you and your thinking and your time has become important to me. Oh, come on, can you see this? And right after that, He gave me some computers and He gave me some resources and He gave me some partners, and I thought, okay, all right. I've got to become more important in what I'm doing to Him. I'm getting funny looks all across the room. Is this not our text? What happens if you think concerning the kingdom of God and the church and the gospel, whatever? Then you're despising His things, and what about your things? They're going to be lightly esteemed. Your stuff is going to be treated as trivial and insignificant and unimportant. Well, unimportant stuff doesn't need to be supported. Doesn't need money, doesn't need help. Why do you need millions of dollars to lay on the couch and watch TV? Why do you need cameras and buildings and aircraft, you know, to be a couch potato? You don't. You know, why should God quicken you and heal you and fill you full of ideas and energy and bring thousands of people to help you to sin? So you can sin. But if your time becomes important to Him, when you want what He wants, come on now.
Amen.
When you want what He wants for the same reasons He wants it, you become unstoppable. God is with you. And if He's with you, who can be against you? Who can stop you? Who can hold you back? Who can shut you down?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me